Life is hard. This show, The Southern Style Medium, is all about understanding your life struggles, why they happen, and how to fix them. Get ready to be enlightened with life tools and free readings each week by renowned psychic medium, life coach, and motivational speaker, Sharon Pugh, fondly known as the Southern Style Medium for her warm, humorous, and tell-it-like-it-is approach. And now your host, Sharon Pugh.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Southern Style Medium. I'm your host, Sharon Pugh, and I've got an exciting announcement today, but first let me give out my contact information. You can reach me at SharonPugh.com or TheSouthernStyleMedium.com to book a reading, or if you are in a hurry, you don't want to wait, go to Best Psychic Directory or BestAmericanPsychics.com and you can get an instant reading. Just look and see if my button is green and click it and you can have an instant reading with me. So today is an exciting show. I want to make this announcement. Matthew Brandau is a world-renowned psychic medium, and I've done radio with him before. He was on the first show, and we just have fun together. We come up with these really interesting topics, and so I invited him to come on all the shows going forward, and he's actually in the queue. So, Matthew, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Good. I just want to thank you for joining me and kind of going on this adventure with me. So I'm going to let you have the floor and introduce yourself and give out your contact information.
Oh, fantastic. All right, folks. My name is Psychic Matthew, Medium Matthew, Matthew Brandau, or Weirdo. And let me tell you the first thing, it's all lies. Everything you hear is lies. I'm kidding, but who cares? So, how do you contact me? You can contact me through Sharon. You can contact me through psychicmatthew.com. Or you can contact me through thinking really hard and focusing in on your mind and saying, Matthew, you can hear me. Call me. And I will take my ibuprofen and hope it goes away.
And I'm trying not to laugh, but he's a funny guy. He really is. But you could also reach him, through the same two sites that I just mentioned for the instant readings, the Best Psychic Directory. Best Psychic Directory is the best place to reach him for instant readings. You're on there too, aren't you?
I am with the best of the best of the best of the best.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
So, why? I have no idea.
So you're very good at what you do. And but before I get into a little bit about what we're going to talk about today, I want to let you know, Matthew, that there may be a caller calling in. This is a woman that I've worked with before, and if she does call in, I don't know if she is, but I only want you to have just her first name and see what you get with her. It's a very, all I want to say about it is that it's a very emotional situation. And so I'm hoping that you can enlighten her in maybe some ways that I wasn't able, to enlighten her. So is that okay?
That is okay.
Okay. All right. Well, what we're going to talk about today is, and I just kind of threw this at Matthew going, hey, let's talk about this. But
I was happy to say, ow.
I know, because it's very chaotic energy. But it's the collective, and I don't use big words. I went to college, but I just don't use big words, especially, the collaborative consciousness. And so something was saying, do something about the collaborative consciousness of our society today, because I watch, you know, I watch TV, I'm on Facebook, on social media, and kind of combining that with getting calls from clients, and it's like everybody has just lost their mind. And it really is, it is. I'm sure you can relate to that. You know,
well,
where
thank
people...
you very much for telling me I lost my mind.
you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
The way that we live today compared, you know, I wasn't around in the 50s. I'm not going to say how old I am, but, you know, I kind of consider myself, you know, an investigative non-journalist, you know, somebody who does investigate, but I don't write. I plan to write. And oh, by the way, my psychic real estate series, I was going to do that on last week's show, and I broke my finger. So the day before the show, I was in so much pain. So I'm sorry I missed last week's show, but I literally dropped a plate on my finger and broke it. And I've got it in a splint. So it's getting much better. But kind of getting...
I'm not going to touch that one.
Yeah, don't. And it's not my middle finger, so I can't really do much with it.
You didn't get the joke, did you? I said, I won't touch that one. Touch.
Oh,
get it?
Yeah. Okay, very funny. Okay, but it's my pinky, so I can't really do much with it. I can't, you know, give anybody the bird, you know, with your pinky. That's not too intimidating, but
but
kind of ties in with what is going on in the world today, and
it does.
And I wanted to, you know, like I said, I wasn't around in the 50s, but you know, I started thinking about how we related and how we lived back in the 50s when, you know, it was probably the mid-1950s where, you know, maybe one out of 100 families had a TV. You know, so if you wanted to be informed, you either had to listen to the radio or you had to walk, you know, across the street or next door and sit on the front porch with a sweet tea and talk about what is happening in your town. You know, you didn't get all the information around the world like you do today. And so it's just, you know, disheartening to me, you know, of where we were in the 50s and where we are now. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, see, there was a big problem. When we're talking about the time then and the time now, there's a big shift in the effectiveness of consciousness of people. People were only conscious of their immediate neighborhood, their local store, their job, and whatever the news they read in the newspaper. Anything else that came in nationally or internationally drifted in very slowly through whatever media they had access to. So their consciousness was only limited to that amount. Nowadays, the consciousness is unlimited. We have access to more information than we can handle, and it's information overload. And nobody knows how to cipher it through, filter it through, find out what's critical to them, understand what they need to react to, and how do they handle it emotionally. And there's been no books, no lessons on how to do this, because one front, such as technology, has taken leaps and bounds over the other systems, such as schools. And when you combine the two of them together, there is no equilibrium. There's no way to balance the two out. So you wind up having some very seriously confused people, and then you also have one other major issue which is not always brought up. And a good friend of mine mentioned this to me a while ago. And Sharon, you may or may not know about this, but there was a big problem back in the 50s and 60s, and it dealt with this hospitals that were for people who had psychiatric issues. Did you know that back in those days they actually closed down all the hospitals and all of the national funding, federal funding that came into these hospitals was stopped, and all of those people were sent home, even though they had. So with those people, they didn't disappear. They, in fact, created more life. And with that life also came more problems. So now we have a society that's trying to figure out the psychological issues that we're having of today with the technology that is instant gratification compared to back in the 50s when we did not have the gratification. We had the lessons that came from mom and dad, and they were ignorant to a blissful state. And then we also have the integration of these very confused people that were sent back home, and they created new life. And how do we integrate them into society as well? So you can imagine the catastrophe that we're dealing with, and people are saying, how do we adjust? Well, you're absolutely right. This is disheartening. How do we figure all this out? Oh, good question. I think that's the big answer right there. Who's got the million dollar answer for the question of what the hell do we do now?
No, I absolutely agree. And even, you know, taking this a step further, you know, mentioning the hospitals, you know, and I told you about this story about Pennhurst in Pennsylvania, which was supposed to house, you know, at a maximum 1,000 people that were challenged in every single way, and it ended up overflowing to 10,000. They didn't have enough funding, so in the early 1980s, they closed the door. And you're right, all these people just went back into, you know, into society. And, you know, it wasn't until the 1980s where we came out with the Walkman and we came out with video games and we started learning how to isolate ourselves in our own little musical world and in our own entertainment, you know, world. So it's like from the 50s to, you know, the early 80s, we had respect, we had self-awareness, we had appreciation for what we had, and we didn't want, you know, we didn't want that, you know, everything, and we weren't in that me state, you know, that we're in today. And even, you know, one thing that's a real, you know, pet peeve for me is communication by text, you know, because we lose that's like, and I won't text you. I will pick up the phone and I will call you, and you do the same for me. But it's, I think through texting, we lose our ability to use our voice. We literally don't have to use our, you know, all of the makeup that creates the voice that comes out of our mouth, you know, and putting words together on paper. You know, putting words down on paper is an energy exchange. And, you know, it allows us to connect on a soul level. And so it's almost like the invention of text, it helped us to lose our empathy and apathy, because if we don't see or hear how we hurt somebody, then it's okay.
Yeah, I agree with you. And sadly, it's also become a new language.
Yeah, like, you know, you are, you like Y-O-U, and then A-R-E becomes the letter U and the letter R. And I grew up back in an era where I took typing classes and you had to write in cursive, and none of that exists anymore.
You're right. This is one of the things that, again, talks about the technology and how it has jumped forward and how human people mentally adapt to their surroundings and how they're trying to learn to cope with it, and it's instant gratification. And texting is one of those things where it's instant gratification, and it's now to the point, whereas before where you had a conversation with two different people, you actually would tend to finish the conversation for a normal conversation. But in today's world, when you're texting, you might write somebody, you can see that they read it, but they don't respond back. That can be considered offensive. But you don't see what
yes.
they're doing at the other end. And now you're sitting there, one person sitting there going, what's going on? Why am I not getting a response? Are they read it? I saw that they read it, and they're still not responding. This is really getting me angry. And the other person is sitting there going, so how much is that now? That's $10. And okay, let me see if I can find some change. Beep. Oh, that's my cell phone. Yeah, well, you're in the middle of buying some beer or something, and, you know, you're in the middle of doing something. So, you know, it's really a very strange situation to be in. And referring to all this as a psychic perspective is that being psychics are, as, like you and I are, we have to adapt in our reading abilities to say, Are you a person who is open to getting a reading, or are you a person who is in the immediate situation and therefore your emotional side has been so condensed down to the point where you are apathetic and the sympathy is no longer a normal part of your life? It is impatience and egotistical responses due to the instant gratification that you've so become used to. And our response to that is, how are we supposed to help you in a reading when you want a 3-minute reading and the answer that is needed takes a communication of no less than 20 minutes to 30 minutes for you to understand what we're trying to say? Those don't jive, and that can be a very mixed signal and really cause great confusion from the reality based upon the non-realistics. Does that make sense?
Oh, I mean, it makes complete sense because, I mean, we both, you know, have, you know, especially through the instant reading, which I love because you do get somebody who is, they've had a situation and they're like, I don't know what to do. And so that's a tool for them to use. But you're right, in 3 minutes, it takes 3 minutes to connect with them on an intuitive level to see what is going on with them, because it's almost like we get in the 3 minutes, we go through a diagnostic process before we can help them. And so there's just so many, you know, many things. And, you know, as you know, when I get something in my mind, I just kind of want to, you know, spill it out there because I'm just, you know, very, very passionate about this. But when we come back from breaks, I'm going to share with Matthew about commercials. So we will touch on that when we come back from break. We'll be right back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to the Southern Style Medium with Sharon Pugh and Matthew Brandau. You know, before we went to break, I wanted to, and you have no idea where I'm going with this, but...
No, I don't.
Okay, and I know you live in Germany. You have a whole separate, you know, genres of commercials. I know in your mind's eye you can relate to this, but this is I pulled up YouTube and I, you know, watched some commercials from the 1950s, 1960s, and you know, if you wanted to sell something, you would have a live person give the facts. You know, this is remember the Goody powders, you know, for the headaches. You know, take this, you know, put it in the water, and you will feel better because it is designed to make your headache go away. Well, over here in the States, we have these Avatar commercials, and I watch them, and I'm like, we have become so dumbed down. There's one, and I hope you can get a visual image of this, but it's about IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. And there's this woman that wears this costume with these intestines on the front, and it follows the woman everywhere and drags her away from what she's doing. And so when we watch a commercial to sell us, you know, sell us a product, we are taking this person dressed in a costume as the, you know, as the goodie powder box, you know, with the person that is just saying, here, take this, you know, it'll make you feel better. And we're starting to take, you know, inanimate objects, you know, like yep. a talking tooth, you know, and it's just bizarre to me. I mean, do you have those commercials in Germany?
No, not anymore. No. Germany is quite modern.
It's
No. We have I don't really watch that much TV, unfortunately, and it's for my own mental health. And if you get the cable TV or if you get the satellite TV, what you watch nowadays is, now I'm going to fill my boat with the stuff for going fishing. Now I'm going to load the boat onto the water. Now I'm going to take the truck and put it back on the land. Now I'm going to get in the boat and go fishing. And after a while, your head is just like... let's go to the news. Okay, what do we want to talk about? Did you know that blah, blah, blah said blah, blah, blah to who, this person, and what happened? They were upset. No. And what is your take on this, John? What do you think happened? Well, my take on, and next thing you know, they have experts on this guy's emotions. And they're like, I'm getting dumber. I'm getting dumber. Somebody turn it off. Somebody turn it off. So, no, I don't watch TV, but you're right. Back in the day, I remember the commercials about cigarettes. Try this cigarette. It tastes great. You know, and back then they did, and now they're saying, hey, by the way, we were wrong. It actually gives you something, makes you sick. What do you mean makes you sick?
But it got, you know, it got to the point, and it really is about, you know, oh God, you know, here's another thing. It kind of relates to the commercials. It's like outdoing what was done before, doing anything for view counts. On YouTube.
Yep. Oh, God. Oh, God, YouTube.
We even have commercials where, you know, the parents are setting up the paint in the bathroom, and the more the kids paint, you know, the woman runs back and goes, you know, honey, we have 10,000 view counts right now. You know, so it's just where we are, you know, in our collective consciousness is...
Right.
Everything has to be bigger. It has to be better. It has to be more exciting and unique, and it has
louder,
to be
more colorful.
Yeah, and more violent. You know, the
oh, better, that's a big one.
I mean, what are your thoughts on that? On how we view these violent videos, violent Facebook posts, violent movies. I mean, how do you think that they come in with that collective consciousness of society today?
I'm trying not to. I'm trying to block it out because it's like Facebook. How many friends do you have? I've got 5. Wow, really? Yeah, how many do you have? 5,000. I'm better than you. Really? How many of those have you met? None. Well, congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations on being the top of your own mountain. You know, what does that get you? There's a real, real mass confusion about priorities right now, and that's the bottom line. Real mass confusion about priorities emotionally and physically. Now there's a new problem going on, which you may or may not know about, birth control. And I'm not referring to the item that you use to take care of not having children. I'm talking about the mental status of it. There are less children being born today than there was years ago in some of the other countries, including in the United States and including in Germany, too. There's actually a reduction because people don't want to have a relationship. Why? Because their relationship doesn't match what they think is supposed to be the priority of their needs, which is completely something you need to learn how to do so you have a healthy relationship. So that's a real issue right now. And in the psychic world, we look at that and say, part of the problem isn't because whether or not this guy likes you or dislikes you. It's because you aren't taking the time out of your world to say, can I become a better person? Can I learn from this guy or this girl? Can I be more than what I am? Can I learn to be a better person? Why should I? Why should that person have to learn to be better? Because the rest of society says, you're perfect just the way you are. You don't need a man. You don't need a woman. Why bother? You know, and there's such a manipulation over this, and it's such a discounting of emotional criteria that is something we need as human beings. Our genetic makeup is emotions, love. It is not something you can get rid of. And that's what people seem to be learning is love is too hard because it's not an instant gratification. Make sense?
excuse me. I mean, it makes perfect sense. And it's odd that you bring that up. And I'm like, wow, with what you just said, it speaks volumes. And I did a radio show many years ago. And I would say, you know what, I'm going to do a prediction show, and I predict that the population is going to go down. And everybody was like, Sharon, you're crazy. You know, people are having kids left and right. I'm like, nope, the population is going to go down. And, you know, I was reading something not too long ago that the population is going down. And, you know, I myself, and I'm sure that you work with clients that, you know, are in their 30s and 40s. They haven't had kids, and they want to have children, and they're desperate to know if, you know, a man or a woman is going to come into their life where they can get married and have kids. It's like they want it desperately, and my heart cries out for them, but it's like they've either the way that they were raised and all of these, you know, communication by text, you know, these commercials, you know, channeling through computers and iPhones, you know, for me, it's diverted our own identity, you know, to it, basically a path of, you know, not seeing ourselves as a soul entity. We instead see ourselves part of a group, you know, hence the Facebook friends, you know, the, you know, well, I've got the 5,000, you know, instead of having those five that you have a great relationship with. So we've lost our own identity. We don't see ourselves. We're not okay with being by ourselves. We're not okay going a day without TV or going without our phone. And, you know, all these children, you know, that are 2, 3, you know, packing up for summer trips, and the parents are handing them, you know, an iPhone or a tablet or an Android and going, you know, keep yourself busy instead of, you know, hey, let's sing, you know, 99 Beers on the Wall or, you know, I Spy, like we used to back in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s.
Well, there's another issue that's also at hand that we brought up before. And it's kind of important to realize this. And this one is a little bit more serious, a little bit more personal. And I feel as if there's a couple of people that are actually listening right now. And this is my psychic and mediumship kicking in right now. They are under the question or the curiosity of, what about those people that you mentioned that came out of the insane asylums? What about those today? How are they handling it? Well, do you mind if I talk about that for a quick second, Sharon?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. One of the problems is that we're dealing with is not the severe side of these situations, But something else is coming out of this, not originally from there, but it is a part of it, and it has become more significant in today's society and the psychological side of things. We're talking about ADHD, ADD, and spectrum, people who are on the spectrum, such as Asperger's. Asperger's, I can't even say it right. Anyway, what it is that people are now experiencing is that there are some that are emotionally in a very difficult place that might be in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And when you have parents that are in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, if they're parents in 70s, God bless us, you know, then their grandparents maybe, hopefully. When you're dealing with that, what you don't realize is that the parents don't have the knowledge of these conditions, these new developments that are understanding about the cycle of the brain and how it's functioning today due to the integration and the growth of the human DNA and how it all works together. People are now developing, they're now discovering that people have these symptoms, and the parents don't know how to handle it. They don't know what it is. They think that there's something wrong with you when there isn't. Having these problems is not, having these conditions is not a problem. What it is actually an experience in life on a different level. You are going through something that other people may not have had to deal with in their lives, and you are a kind of what I would say a metamorphosized human being in the mind. And this metamorphosis does not mean that you're a bad or good. It means that you're very different, and we're trying to learn what that means. So if you have these conditions, such as specifically Asperger's, you have to realize that you're special. You're unique, and you might just very well be a genius. You might be way ahead of the spectrum on a number of different things that people cannot grasp. And one of those areas is psychic mediumship, being able to look at mathematics and being able to see things that nobody else can see. Many, many, many thousands of famous people have these conditions that nobody else understood. So when you're looking at the whole bigger picture, it is really important to understand, for those that are listening right now that are curious, your mental status is important to understand that you are a very special person no matter who you are, and that if you have this possible condition and you don't know about it, and you're psychically trying to connect to the world, and you're having a hard time or you want to connect with somebody, we might be able to help you. We might be able to help you connect through there because we might be able to spot some of these symptoms that you experience, and we can say, hey, you might be somebody who has certain abilities that you're not aware of. So that's something that a couple of listeners, I feel like they need to hear this. Please be aware that you are not alone and that you are very, very powerful, very strong, and very clever, and people may treat you differently, but it's not because you are in a bad place or a bad person. It's because you've actually got a really specific set of skills that need to be appreciated and found and said, hey, it's okay, we can help you here. And also, psychotherapy is a huge one. You should talk to your doctor as well. Keep in mind, I am not a doctor. I'm not a therapist or anything of that. I am a psychic medium. So that's what I wanted to share, Sharon. What do you think?
You know, you're absolutely spot on. And I've got a family member that has Asperger's, you know, and when he was younger, nobody understood why he didn't want to be held. You know, he didn't like being around a large group of people. It was just overwhelming. And he was okay, you know, by himself. He would go off into the woods and he was a happy camper. You know, so what was, you know, happy, content, and safe for him, you know, we look at it and go, my God, you know, why would anybody want to go and live in the woods and, you know, cook food over a campfire when they've got a perfectly good house? You know, it didn't make any sense then. And you know, back, you know, back then, you know, again in the 1960s and 70s, we didn't have labels like autism and Asperger's, and so Asperger's is something that is very close, you know, close to me, and you know, I have to adjust my way of thinking in order to relate to him, and you know, so it is, but there's also a, you know, one of the perks and one of the things that I see in autism and Asperger's is the things that make us go crazy and make us worry and, you know, obsess and OCD about, they don't, because they're limited in their, you know, in what they take in as information. You know, they take in a certain amount, that's all they take in, and they're okay with that. And then we, as, you know, everybody else is going, you know, I've got to tune into, you know, the news. I've got to tune in. I've got to follow this person. I've got to follow that person. And they're perfectly content with what is going on in their immediate world. And so, you know, there's that part of it that is kind of envious, because they don't let the small things bother them. And they are brilliant minded, and they do go on to be doctors and physicists and your brain surgeons and do these amazing things. So I don't like to call it a disorder or a mental illness. It's just the way their brains are wired. Everybody's brains are wired differently, you know, so the way that we have that collective, you know, consciousness, you know, as a group, and our attitudes that, you know, that all work together, you know, in society, you know.
That's about the most beautiful thing I've ever heard you say.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
That was really awesome.
We are getting ready to go to break. When we come back, I'd like to talk briefly with you, Matthew, about boundaries. So we will be right back, folks.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, welcome back to the Southern Style Medium with your host, with an S on the end of it, Sharon Pugh, and Matthew Brandau. Sorry about that, Matthew. Friend, you need to change your last name. But Matthew is a permanent on the show now. So we're both going to be here every single week. So we hope you join us. And in the beginning of the show, I talked about this very special woman that may call in. And I have worked with her before, but I wanted Matthew to kind of take a look and see what's going on, you know, in her life. And I told Matthew nothing. Matthew, her first name is Rachel, and and she lives up in the Northeast. So let's go ahead and take her call. Rachel, are you there?
I am. Hi.
Hi, sweetie. Okay. Thank you for calling in. I was crossing both of my fingers that you would call in because I really wanted Matthew to take a look and see what is going on with you because he is freaking amazing.
Okay. In that case, I won't say anything then. I won't, you know what I mean? Like, I'll let him take it, you know?
All right. Then I'll just say this. Click. Rachel.
Yeah, hi.
How are you? I'm doing fine.
Okay, good.
My goodness, Rachel. My goodness. Not good.
Okay.
Pain. Too much. You are... My dear Rachel, oh my goodness gracious. Tell me if I'm correct to say that what I'm feeling right now is right, pain.
You're correct.
Okay. Pain is overloading. The pain has been increased recently. But before that, there was a low-level amount of pain. But it
correct.
Was not something that, it was something that you've been living with for a very, very long time, perhaps since close to when you were a child. The pain was not physical. The pain was mental. The reason
well,
I say that.
My childhood
go ahead.
Is like a different subject, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
They're actually, from what I'm picking up, is there is a combination. Something recently happened to you. That was very difficult, but it was compiled on top of something that is historic with you, and it is not good. It's not bad, but it is difficult to understand.
Okay.
You have an amazing amount of skill sets.
Hmm.
I don't know what they are, but I just feel like you have an artist's capability in your mind. You are like a genius when it comes to artist work. You're a genius when it comes to self-expression.
Wow.
And I also get, what?
I just said wow, like, yeah, thank you.
Okay, yep. You are appreciated for your self-expression, but that self-expression is part of the positive within you, but the negative side or the difficult, the very misunderstood side, and I mean that one is like 90% misunderstood side, is trying to come out, and through this artistic side of you, that 10% is where people understand you, appreciate you, and that's the side that you show 100%. Is that correct?
I'd say so. Yeah, I mean, I generally feel pretty appreciated and by others. I don't.
Okay.
I would say that's probably not an issue right now.
Not an issue right now?
No.
Okay. So the issue right now, I'm being told, is communication. You are trying to communicate.
I am.
But with who? But with who? Somebody's not responding to you in this communication.
They could be, and I might not be hearing it. I don't know.
Well, that was a dead giveaway. Now I know they're passed on. Too much. You gave it away.
And I was trying not to say too much. I thought you would, you know, I was trying not to say too much for sure. But
you have to understand is I'm very fast to pick up on words. So don't worry. Don't worry. You didn't do anything bad. From this situation that I'm picking up is that you lost a past, you lost a loved one, and you're not getting communication. Okay.
Yeah.
You're not going to be communicating with this loved one for a while. It is not your fault. It is not the fault of anybody. This situation is because it is meant for you to not deal with this loved one that has passed on at this moment. This is something that has to happen later, because right now there is a critical situation that you are dealing with within your mind, and there is a fight. It is not a fight that anybody sees, only you. And it, I feel, and tell me if I'm wrong, but it feels like an internal secret, a real secret that you fight with yourself. It's almost like when you wake up in the morning, there's sometimes there's a real argument, and I can actually feel as if there's some days where you wake up crying. Is that correct?
Not normally, but considering recent
sometimes
events.
But yes,
I
okay
don't normally wake up crying. I gotta be honest.
No, that's what I mean, is that recently you've been waking up crying because of this. Okay, so with this being said, I'm actually getting a connection. I'm seeing if I can create this connection for you, because sometimes I get lucky in that way. There is a sadness about this person who has passed on. The sadness is not based upon what happened to him. And it's a hope for healing for you in two places. The first place is in the loss of emotions that you're going through, because you're going through the you're going through what I would call the seven emotions, the mourning process. And that is for you in a very difficult place, because I don't feel that you've actually had to deal with that on such an intense emotional level before.
Not
for some
really
reason it feels okay.
Yes.
So because of that, you don't have a whole lot of experience, and therefore you're stuck. Now, it hasn't been that long since he passed. Meaning, in other words, it hasn't been like 10 years or 5 years. It may have been a year or two. But the process in this grievance is really stuck. And part of that is because of what happened in your past. There's an emotional side that was never recognized for some reason. And I'm having a hard time picking up on that one. But that is part of the link as to why your emotions right now are not moving forward. It's almost as if the same emotion is now being multiplied, like it's anger and depression. And beyond that, the forgiveness is not being allowed to go through. Does that make sense to you?
Some of it. I'm dealing with a lot of emotion. Yeah, I would say that.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, I'm definitely grieving, no question about it.
Yeah. What I'm feeling is that I can feel it in the words that you're using and in the tone. There is also a fear and a defensiveness that are coming through. Now, I want to let you know, I'm not a judging person. I don't know you from a hole in the wall, from nothing.
Right.
I don't know you at all. And as far as I'm concerned, you are a beautiful human being with great potential for tremendous love and happiness. That's all I know about you. That's all I see in you.
Okay, that's
so
awesome. Thank you.
Don't worry about me and what I say for the messages, because it is not meant to cause you to look bad, look good, or anything. It's just the information. So what I'm asking you to do is to try to relax your mind, in the sense of is he right? Is he wrong? Is he right? Is he wrong? Which way is it? Is he going to get it? Is he not going to get it? Relax.
No, I don't. Honestly, I don't feel like anxiety or anything like that talking to you.
No, I'm not talking about anxiety. I'm talking about a natural wall. Natural. In other words, it's just there. It's there every day. It's a belief system.
Yeah.
So I just want to let you know I'm not going to attack you. I'm not going to provoke you. And I sure as heck don't have any desire to make you angry at me.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I'll come back to what I was referring to before, which is that there feels like there's something from childhood. And when I say childhood, I don't mean under 10 years old. I mean in the general sense or essence of back when you were a kid into teenage years and into your younger 20s. Actually, not much. I would say you probably feels like you're in your you feel your childhood is very much demanding. It still wants to come out, and you're trying to let it out. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but I feel like your childhood is just like the biggest part of who you want to be. And the adult side of you, which is there, is saying, yeah, but I'm not too sure if I'm going to let the childhood come through or not. But that's not unusual at all. That's normal.
Okay.
But there's also a pain. It feels like there's something going on in your family as if something part of your personality was never recognized or never understood. And you didn't realize that it was misunderstood because you had no idea. Does that make sense to you at all now, or is that completely strange to hear those words?
I wouldn't say completely strange, but it resonates to an
beautiful
extent. For me, it goes beyond that. But what you said was not wrong.
Okay. So with that being said, I have a curiosity that your mind developed in such a way that your genius is in a certain area and that the rest of your personality and your world is somewhat normal, but your genius side wants to come out much faster than other people may be used to or prepared for. It's almost as if you were ahead of your time. I don't know if that does that make sense to
know.
You?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. About
take it as a compliment.
If I am. I appreciate it. Thank you. I'll take it as a
so with that being said, I would say that once you grab hold of the reality that how your mind works is a little bit different than the normal mind, you may be in that area, such as millions of others, which are genius people that are misunderstood, and that your skill sets are going to take you very, very far, but your emotional side needs to be shown by an expert. And I'm talking way, way beyond what I can do. By an expert to say, let's show you how to take care of your emotions, just some of these emotions, not the whole world. You're a normal person. You're a great person, wonderful. But a couple of these emotions need to be given a little bit of direction to say, you can let this go and you can move on in this particular direction. And with that little bit of help, I think you're going to find the freedom that you want and the discussion that you're looking for with the past loved one will all of a sudden flow through. And you will be able to communicate without even needing to speak with a medium. You will be able to feel his presence around you. You will feel him hugging you and being with you in a way that you could not have even expected. Does that make sense to you?
That would be great. Yeah, I would really like that, actually.
Okay, so with that being said, please take my words to heart, if you can, is I would actually look to somebody. I don't know what level it is, a psychotherapy or higher up, but whatever it is you can afford is go for just a couple of meetings and say, hey, I know exactly what's going on. I have a couple of emotional issues which I need a little bit of guidance on because nobody ever showed me how to go through this particular part. It's always been kind of pushed down, not intentionally. It just never learned. No, I never learned how to deal with this. And they will say, okay, and they'll do what they have to do to help you go through it. And all of a sudden, you're going to experience your superpower, which you already have right now moving forward is at genius level. It will become a superpower. you will become twice the person you ever expected yourself to become, and 300 times, and I do mean 300 times more powerful in your skill sets that you have right now. Your love will explode. Does that make sense to you?
That sounds amazing. That sounds amazing, and I'm hoping and just sort of praying that something good can possibly come out of this specific situation.
It will, but the first thing you have to do, the first thing you have to do is to, and I say this a little more bluntly, but you kind of have to dig into the dark side of yourself first, and I don't recommend very many people at all do that alone. Those that try to do it alone really wind up having more problems than they could possibly understand. And it's because that's not what people are really meant to do, is to go into introspection of the dark side for a long time with ignorance. I mean, I'm ignorant. I wouldn't go into my own dark side saying, hey, I can figure myself out. Wrong.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be that stupid. I have needed help in the past, and I've gone to a psychotherapist and a psychologist said, can I have a little bit of help here? And they said, sure, sit down, let's talk about it. And I wind up going, oh my God, I didn't even think about doing that.
Yeah, I'm all
Sharon?
For insight. And
yes.
Hold on.
Insight. Okay.
We have a commercial coming up.
No, we are ending the, we are at the end of the show today.
Oh,
Matthew.
Sorry.
That's okay. Matthew, that was an amazing reading, and I want to thank you for taking a look at this. And Rachel, I want to thank you for calling in. And
thank you.
Sharon, you Very are much. Welcome, sweetheart. All right, we will be back next week with Sharon Pugh and Matthew Brandau. Everybody have a great weekend, and we will see you again next week. Take care. Bye-bye.